Shalom to all. Today's office Cholim Daf Tzadi Zayin, and we're starting the top line with the words of Bechel of Asur. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Memsar Bas Miyaka Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah taught that if the thigh was cooked with its gid, then it's benoisin tam, which means if the gid imparted flavor, so the entire thigh is Asur. If not, then not. Now the Gemara explained this is only with cooking, where the flavor spreads through the entire thing, as opposed to roasting, it does not. Actually, the gid shrivels and doesn't impart flavor. So Gemara asked, but if Huna taught that if a goat was roasted with its Asur fats, then the flavor does spread. So now the Gemara asked, really? By chelav it's different and it's asr even when it's roasted. Rabbi Chana said that of the hava kamed Rabbi Yechanan beknishet the ma'ain, the story that came to Rabbi Yechanan in the base Knesset in the shul of ma'ain, begedisha tzloya b'chelbay, the gedia young goat that was cooked with its chelav with its rabbinic fat, va'asu shailul Rabbi Yechanan, and they came and they asked Rabbi Yechanan, va'amar, and he said kailav aichlat shemagil chelbay, that it could be peeled and eaten until it's chelav, which means there's no problem with the gedia. You could eat all the meat, just make sure not to eat the chelav. So we see the roasting with fats is no different than roasting with the gid. The Gemara gives a number of answers. First of all, hu kachoshava. That was very lean, meaning it was not a very fatty goat, and that's why it was different. Whereas Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, he says differently, kulya b'chel b'hava. It was the kidney with its fats, and since the fats on the kidney have a membrane separating them from the kidney itself, so that's why it's not a problem. Bishari, that's why I permitted it. Now Rav bar Avada Amar, he says it was a totally different situation. It wasn't a gedi, it wasn't a goat. Kilchas b'ilfas hava. It was kilchas, which is a small non-kosher fish that was cooked in a pot of meat, and they discovered this after it was cooked. V'asu shalei Rabbi Yechanan, and they came and asked Rabbi Yechanan what they should do. V'amruloni told them, l'tamei kfeila arma, give it to a kfeila who is an Aramean. What's a kfeila? So Rashi translates this as a nachtoim, which usually we say means a baker, although perhaps the better translation would be a chef, meaning give it to a non-Jewish cook. There's all machlokes whether it has to be specifically a cook. Maybe it just means any non-Jew. Give it to him. He'll taste it. And you can ask him, does it taste like kilchis? Are you able to taste that little fish inside? And Rashi explains that this is Masech Lefi Tumai. He's just mentioning this in the course of discussion. You're not necessarily asking him, or at least letting him know that you're asking him for his professional opinion, that you're relying on this for something major. You just ask him, hey, what does it taste like? Are you able to discern this kilchas fish inside? And if he says no, then everything would be okay. And that's actually what this case was, and it didn't have anything to do with this gedi cooked with its chelev. And once we had this dinner of Yechanan, we can give a potentially forbidden mixture of food to a non-Jew to taste. It tells whether or not he could taste the isser inside. So we continue with this. Amar Rav, Rav says, Meresh Havka Kashali originally had the following question. Hadetanya, that which we have in a braisa, Kader Shabi Shabba Basar, a pot that had meat cooked in it, which is what we would call a fleishik pot. Lo Yivash B'chalav, one shouldn't cook milk in it. Mibishel, and if he did accidentally cook milk in it, how many times has this happened in our kitchens where you take a fleishik pot and make some noodles with milk and cheese inside? So what's it then? Benois and tam, it has to do with imparting flavor. Meaning, if the meat flavor, which was absorbed into the walls, got imparted into the noodles and cheese that you made, so it would be problematic. If not, not. No, then in the brisa, truma, we have a pot that was used for cooking truma, loy vash v'chulin, one shouldn't cook chulin inside. Vim bishel, if he did do so, benois and tam, so once again, it would be problematic if it's nice and tam. So now we analyze this. Bishlama truma, taim l'kayin. We understand truma, the kayin could taste it. He's able to tell you if he's able to taste the truma that was originally cooked inside here or not. Alabaser b'chalav man timele. But when we're talking about meat and milk, we have milk cooked in a meat pot, or the other way around. Who's going to taste that? You can't give that to a yid to taste to see whether or not if he's able to discern the flavor. However, hashgal Rabbi Yechanan. Now that Rabbi Yechanan had said just before, samchina kfeila rama, that we rely on a non-Jewish cook. Hachanami stood over here. Samchina kfeila rama, we'd be able to rely on a non-Jewish cook. You can give him the baser b'chalav. You give him the milk that was cooked in the meat pot and ask him if he's able to taste any meat inside, and then you'd be able to rely on that. Now continue to discuss this, and the proper girsa is Amar Rava. Rava says that Amar Rabbanon b'tayma. We see certain times the Rabbanon say that we judge based off of tam. Does it taste like the Isser or not? And Amar Rabbanon b'kfeila. Sometimes the Rabbanon said, as we just mentioned, that we go to a non-Jewish cook and we ask his opinion. And Zayzayno based on top for Amar Rabbanon, sometimes the Rabbanon said b'shishem, that everything is based off of 60. We know that shiurim d'ayraisa all have to do with shishem, which means if we have 60 parts of heter to nullify the one part of Isser that fell inside, so everything's fine. That's called shishem or bittul b'shishem, nullification in 60. So the question is, when do we go with tam? When do we go with the non-Jewish cook tasting it? And when do we just say everything has to do with shishem? That's what we clarify. Hilchach, therefore, min b'she'ena minoy dehet teira. If it's one min, one type, in something which is not its type, and everything over here is mutter. For example, we have truma and chulin those cooked together, so everything here is heter, and it was min b'she'ena minoy. So we have, let's say, truma carrots cooked with chulin potatoes. Then b'tayma, everything has to do with taste. You could just give it to a kain, and he'll be able to taste it and tell you if it tastes like truma carrots. Now the sura, if we're talking about min b'she'ena minoy, but it's aser, like we had before, kosher meat with a non-kosher fish, so that's min b'she'ena minoy, b'kfeila, so we give it to a non-Jew, and he'll taste it for us. Whereas min b'minoy, if it's one min in the very same min, it's the same type, they'll likely make him a taima, so we're not able to taste it. If you had heter potatoes cooked with non-heter potatoes, or kosher meat with non-kosher meat, well, it's all the same thing, so you can't taste it and say, oh, it tastes like iser, the iser is the same thing as the heter. Inami, alternatively, min b'she'ena minoy de isura, it's one min in a different min, but it's aser, and vileka kfeila, that's proper gear saw, there is no non-Jew around that's able to taste based it. So then, b'shishim, we judge based off of 60. And continue to discuss this. Hanuat ma'asa demlichu bei reish galusa begid nshaya. There were these thighs that the house of the reish galusa salted with their gid hanasha inside. So Ravina asa, Ravina says it's asar because salting causes the flavor to be drawn out and imparted to things around. Whereas v'achar barav, we take out the word ashi, shari, he permitted this. And also shalul mar baravashi, they came and asked mar baravashi. Amrul, we told them, abba shari, my father permitted this case. Now Amrul, v'achar barav, l'ravina, v'achar barav asked Ravina, my daitech, what's your svara? Why are you saying that when this thigh was salted with his gid hanasha, everything's asar because the gid hanasha's flavor went through the entire thing? Damar Shmuel, is it because Shmuel said, moliach harik harseach, salting something is like harseach, it's like it's very hot, and kavash harik mevushal, pickling something is like cooking it, and therefore, since this was salted, it's like it was very hot, so maybe you consider that like some form of cooking, and therefore the flavor of the gid went to the whole thigh. That can't be because of Amar Shmuel. Shmuel himself said, loy shanu el shen is bashalba, the din of our Mishnah of cooking the gid hanasha with its thigh, it was only taught regarding cooking. Avol nitzlaba kailaf aichaj megil gid. If it was roasted, he could peel away and eat until he reaches the gid, meaning all the meat is permitted. And v'chitim, if you want to suggest, my kireseach do amar kireseach do mevushal, then what did Shmuel mean when he said, moliach kireseach, salting is like something that's very hot? You want to say that means it's like cooking, so therefore the thigh that was salted with its gid is usur because it's like it was cooked with the gid? That can't be because v'hamid ka'amar kavash harikim mevushal, from the fact that Shmuel said in that very same statement that pickling something is like cooking it, so mechlal d'reseach ditzali ka'amar. That's mashma that the first part of his statement, when he said, moliach kireseach, salting is like heat, that must be referring to a different type of heat other than cooking. It must be talking about sli, roasting. And therefore, when a thigh is salted with its gid, it's like it was roasted with its gid, and everything's permitted. The Gemara concludes, you're right, kasha, it's a good kasha on Ravina. And continuing with this, Amar Chanini says, Kshem Sharin, when they're judging based off of 60, when we're trying to see, is there shishim of heter, keneged, the one of Isser? So Misharin, biroitev, ubikefa, ubikatichas, ubikdeira. We include all these things. The roitev is the soup, the liquid, the juice. The kefa is the sediment, that which falls to the bottom of the pot. The chatichas are the actual pieces themselves that are being cooked in the pot. And the kedera means the pot itself. We use all that to see if there's shishim of heter, keneged the one of Isser. Now the question is, what does that mean with the kedera? So again, those that say, bikedera atzma, it's referring to the pot itself, meaning the actual material of the walls of the pot, that's included. Whereas some say that no, b'may debala kedera, it's referring to the estimation that we have of how much the walls of the pot absorb, meaning just the liquid that's inside the walls, but not the actual walls of the pot. And Rashi clarifies that since we're dealing with a potential Isser derice over here, we have to be machmir. And can you discuss our Ravo and Rabbi Yechani tells us, kol yisrin shebataira, all yisrin in the taira, which is besides for gid hanasha, because the Mishnah told us very clearly that that's judged with turnip. So must be that we're talking about other yisrin in the taira. This also has to do with one of the two situations mentioned above, that either it's min b'minai, so obviously we're not going to be able to judge based off of taste. We can't have someone taste it to tell us if it tastes like the Isser, because the same min, or it could be min b'she'enai minai of Isser, and there isn't a non-Jew around to taste it. So with all these yisrin in the taira, misharin, we estimate, we evaluate, we judge it, kiluhein batzel v'kaplot, as if it was either onion or leek, which means we judge the Isser as if it was either an onion or a leek, which are both very strong, they're very potent, and an onion or a leek that size would have imparted its flavor into the amount that we have over here, then everything here is usser. If not, not. Why don't we look at the Isser as if it was pepper or spices, even in 1,000, they're not batel, because these things are so powerful, they're so potent, they impart their flavor into something way larger, way bigger, and much more than them. So why are we just looking at it as if it's an onion or a leek? So Amrullah, he responded to him, Shir Chachamim, the Ainus and Tam Bisru, and Yasim Batzel Kaplot. Nacham calculated, which basically means that they knew that we're dealing with a piece which is inherently usser. There is no din of Nois and Tam. They don't possibly impart their flavor more than an onion or kaplot, which, as we said, are very strong and powerful, but not more than that. Not like as if they're pepper, as if they're pepper, which is a very, very strong spice, just onion or kaplot. And continue to discuss Shishim. Aron Nachmani tells us, Gid Bishishim, when Gid Anosh is cooking something, the shear that we're going to say it's Batzel, it's not a problem, is with 60. The Ain Gid Min Aminyan, but the Gid is not counted as part of that 60, which means we would have to have a full 60 of heter to combat the one gid of Isser. Now, kachal, when we're dealing with the udder of a cow, b'shishim, that's also a 60, kachal min haminyan, but the udder is counted as part. For example, we have the udder of a cow that the milk was not removed from it. Midai raisa, that milk is not usser, because really the Isser dai raisa of basar b'chalav is when the milk was removed from the cow before it was shechted, but the milk that was still inside the udders when it was shechted is not usser midai raisa, only midrabanon. No, and we're going to be discussing kachal in greater depth later on in the Masechta. Bottom line is, we have this kachal, this whole udder that still has the milk in it, and it was cooked in a whole pot of meat. So we have to mevatel the milk which is inside. So as we're saying, we need 60 to mevatel that milk, but the kachal, meaning the meat part of the udder, that's part of the heter, and that could be used to nullify the milk. Another din, beitza b'shishim, an egg is b'shishim, and we're discussing the next daf what egg we're talking about. out, and ve'ein beitzim min aminyan, the egg is not part of the count. Now, Omer of Yitzchak Breder from Sharshiyah, he says, ukchal atzmai aser, the udder itself, which was cooked, is aser, which means even though we have enough meat in the pot to be mevatel the milk that was in the udder itself is aser, because as it was being cooked, the meat imparted its flavor into the kchal, basically into the milk part of the kchal, and therefore the kchal itself would be problematic. If this kchal falls into another pot, it's going to aser it. Continue to discuss this. Omer Vashi, Ravashi says, when I was in the Beis Medrash of Kahana, Yibaylon, we asked as follows, when we're discussing kchal, the udder that's being cooked with other meat, or mishar, do we calculate the 60 based off of the entire size of the udder or that which came out of it? In other words, do we assume that all of the milk came out of the udder and therefore the 60 that has to mevatel the meat is the size of the udder itself? Or do we assume that no, not all the milk came out, just b'maydenofik minei misharinon, whatever milk did come out, we only need 60 to nullify that, but not all the milk in the udder? And the answer is that pshita, it's obvious, b'dei misharinon, we calculate based off of the entire udder, b'maydenofik minei, if you want to say that no, we're only going to calculate the 60 based off of how much milk came out of the udder, well, minayadinon, how are we supposed to know that? How are we supposed to know how much milk came out of the udder? So we have to assume that all the milk came out of the udder into this pot of meat, so the cheshbon 60 can negate the entire udder. Asking Mar El Meat, if that's really so, then what about the following? We just said before that this kchal is aser, and if it falls into another pot, it's going to aser everything in the other pot. But why would that be? Nafalik derech cheres loy aser. If it falls into another pot, it shouldn't aser it, because what we're saying is true, that we assume that all the milk came out of the udder into the pot of meat, and that's why we have to have 60 to combat all that milk. Well, that means that there's no milk in this udder anymore. So when it now falls into a different pot, it shouldn't aser it, because there's no more milk in the kchal. And then she says, no, Kim Don Rav Yitzchak Breder from Sharshiyah, since Rav when Mishashi had told us first ukchal atzmei aser, that the chal itself is aser, and that's because as the chal was beginning to cook, there was still some milk left inside of it, and that absorbed flavor from the meat, making the entire chal aser. So shavu rabban chatichid nevela, the rabban treat this chal as if it's a piece of nevela, in the same way that if nevela was cooked in a pot of kosher meat, even if there's 60 keneg the nevela, that piece still has a din of nevela, even though it's officially batal, and we say that al pi halacha there's no more flavor in it, it's still nevela, and if it falls into another pot, it's going to aser that other pot. Same thing over here with the chal. It's no different than a piece of nevela. And so if it goes into another pot, it's going to aser it, even though, again, we know that there's no more milk inside. We're going to time for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this last din that was mentioned regarding an egg, bang bat b'shishim, but the egg doesn't count. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.